Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From Geppetto Studios in New Freedom, Pennsylvania, welcome to the Cosmic Geppetto Podcast, your home for inclusive, positive geek culture, where we talk about movies, comics, music, books, and whatever else we feel like. Please welcome your host.
What kind of a person are you?
Brad Mendenhall.
Hey, kids. It is a Nigerian episode of the Cosmic Geppetto Podcast. Ben Taylor from the Pleasant Green YouTube series joins me to talk about his work exposing internet scammers. I found Pleasant Green not long ago and it is one of the most addictive shows online. Really an engaging story. I was so glad that Ben agreed to join the show. Anywho, Bob Kester returns to talk about how he is keeping entertained during the quarantine.
Hello, Cosmic Geppetto. This is Bob J. Kester of the Immunities Podcast. I've been kept going through the quarantine in part by the Cohen Media Channel on Amazon, which mostly consists of a bunch of black and white restored movies from the 30s to the 60s, plus some recent French imports. I'm still on my free trial month of it, and I've seen a bunch of stuff. The single best film was probably Sudden Fear, a thriller which pits Joan Crawford against Jack Palance in what feels like a more violent sequel to All About Eve. The film takes the amazingly distinct personas of those two actors and harnesses them to a story that kept surprising me over and over. Just excellent. If a showbiz drama is more your speed, there's St. Martin's Lane, in which two buskers, played by Charles Laughton and Vivian Leigh, who spend most of their time performing on the streets of London's theater district, get a shot at the big time and react to it in very different ways. It's just extremely beautiful and extremely sad. Alternatively, if you'd like to see a vintage sociopath hunt, I've got two. If you'd like your hunt sensual and emotional, there's Lured, which is a Douglas Sirk movie in which a bunch of similar women have disappeared, and a very young Lucille Ball deliberately copies them in hopes of trapping the man responsible. In the course of it, she meets a lot of amazing characters, including two played by George Sanders and Boris Karloff, and it's a hoot to see how Ball's persona fits into a high-stakes murder mystery. If you like your hunt more chatty and procedural, there's Jigsaw, a film by Val Guest that shows a British investigative team working like a machine to close in further and further on a murderer without ever being sure that they'll actually get him. Last, I'll mention a film that's not as efficient as any of these, but it's a really amazing artifact. It's called Hangmen Also Die, and it's a collaboration between Fritz Lang and Bertolt Brecht to tell the story of the assassination of arch-Nazi Reinhard Heydrich during World War II. Which was later dramatized in the film Anthropoid. Unlike Anthropoid, this was made during World War II itself, very shortly after the event took place. It's an interesting mix using Hollywood sets and character actors to portray occupied Czechoslovakia, with an amazing mix of types ranging from Nazis, collaborators, resistance fighters, intellectuals, and some extremely Brechtian criminals, each with a kind of humanity, though one which doesn't get in the way of sacrificing lives when they feel it's necessary. It's got its unsubtle moments, but it's so different from other movies I've seen that I found it an amazing experience. The closest I could come to a comparison would be a more dangerous version of Jack Benny and Carol Lombard's wartime movie To Be or Not to Be. That's it. I hope these can help people stay sane while they're also staying safe and healthy, And if you need something to listen to, maybe check out the Immunities podcast on duelinggenre.com, the story of a body snatcher invasion that didn't quite get everyone. Goodbye. Your lips as I soak my feet, and then you know this little carpet burn. My stomach dropping and my guts turn. You shrug and it's the worst to truly stuck the night ever. I cheated myself like I knew.
Excited, like a lot of people during the quarantine. Just looking for things that can keep me entertained because it's hard to get out of the house. And I've happened upon the excellent YouTube series Pleasant Green. Very happy to have the creative force behind that with me, Ben Taylor from Pleasant Green. Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I'm trying to figure out the best way to thumbnail what Pleasant Green does. I guess you could say in like a 1,000-foot view of it that you know you're sort of scamming scammers and finding all these different online and mail scams, of which there are plenty, bringing them, and I don't want to say to justice, but you're sort of exposing them. But that isn't even enough. You're actually going into the stories of what these people are doing
and also trying to help give them a path to not doing what they're doing and getting to the humanity of it, which is really impressive to me, because there's 1,000 of YouTube videos of people making fun of the phone scams and whatever, and that can be really satisfying, and that's great, but you seem to be going a step further than that.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of YouTube channels out there. Scam baiters is what they call themselves. They like to just call up these scammers. They like to waste their time. I kind of try to just pull back the curtain a little bit and just find out who's behind these scams. What kind of people are they? Why are they doing what they're doing? What makes them tick? And sometimes I try to, I guess, be their friend. And sometimes I'll give them odd jobs to do, because what I'm learning is that most people don't scam because they think it's fun. They scam because they have to. They don't really have any other ways of making a living. They're typically in developing countries where employment is not, available. And so they're just doing what they can to live. And so sometimes I'm just like, well, hey, how about you work for me? And I'll give them odd jobs to do. What I'm trying to do is just show that there's a better way to live than scamming. You know, these are smart people. They figured out how to impersonate FBI agents. They can trick people in very clever ways. I just think that you should be able to use your smarts and use your technology to do some good, make an honest living. The internet is here for us. We live in a very global world. I just think that there's better ways to make money. So I'm just trying to kind of wrap my head around why they scam and how they scam. And so I guess it's helped people. I get a lot of people who message me saying, hey, I was Googling and your videos came up and you saved me from cashing a fake check or sending money to someone who I shouldn't be sending money to. So it's interesting. It's led me down a weird, kind of an interesting road, kind of on accident, but it's been interesting. It's been rewarding.
And what a lot of these scammers do is, first off, they're going after people who may not know better. Often they go after people, often they go after the elderly. My parents they're in their 70s. Thank goodness they've never sort of fallen for any of these things, but they have gotten the weird email or the weird call where they've gone to me. It's like, hey, I got this email. I was like, oh, it's a fake. Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it.
Yeah.
Some of them can be pretty convincing. I'm waiting for a piece of artwork, an image to be sent to me by a friend who I commissioned to do a piece of art. I got an email. It was like, hey, open this attachment. And it came from a third party. And I was like, oh, well, it's probably a virus or a scam or something. But I don't know, because I'm literally expecting something that could arrive in such a file. So I had to before I opened anything, I reached out to my friend and it's like, hey, did you send me something? He's like, I did not. I have not even, I've barely done this first sketches. It's going to be another week out. It's like, okay, thank goodness, because that would have been a real problem. And I'm pretty savvy to this. And I almost fell for it because it coincidentally sort of dovetailed into what I was expecting from someone else.
Yeah, there are scams out there that are just so stupid that you're surprised that people actually fall for them. Like, you know, the old Nigerian prince who says that you've inherited millions of dollars and you just have to pay a fee to get the money. But then there's scams that are like that, where they're very calculated. It happens all the time, but our passwords and our email accounts, they're part of data breaches. You know, our passwords could be being sold on the black market as we speak, and there very well may be scammers who have access to your inbox, and they're just looking at your emails coming in, and they're just watching what you're involved in. And when they see an opportunity to kind of slide in, and, you know, a good example of this is scammers who hack the accounts of mortgage brokers or real estate agents. They look at when a sale is about to go down, and when they see that a real estate agent is asking their buyers to go wire money to this account for their down payment, they'll step in and they'll say, hey, change of plans. Can you wire the money to this account instead? And if you're not on your toes, you know, you'll just be like, oh, okay, whatever you say, Mr. Realtor. But in reality, you're wiring your money to Nigeria. There are some scams that are very clever and scary that you've got to watch out for.
Especially a case like that. I just bought, I've been in my house for 2 years, so it's not that, it's pretty fresh in my memory. Everything I went through selling one house and buying another, you have to write out so many checks and send so much money because you have one mortgage company, paying off one mortgage and starting another mortgage and so many inspections and stuff, all that are like, can be several hundred dollars each. It'd be real easy for somebody to sort of, if another person called me and said, oh, you needed to send this extra 200 or whatever amount it was, you would barely even think twice about it.
As things change, as some scams become exposed, scammers just have to think of, you know, more creative ways to come after you. And so, you know, they're looking for these little chinks in your armor. They're looking for just ways they can cleverly slide in and slip between you and the intended receiver. They're everywhere, unfortunately.
Something I saw that happened in a couple of your videos is you were trying to protect people. You were sort of eyed with suspicion in the people that you were trying to protect. One woman was sort of threatening towards you.
Yeah, I have kind of inserted myself into these scams. I convinced a scammer that I wanted to work for him. And so he hired me to mail out fake checks. And so I would never do that. I'm not going to send people fake checks. It's a federal offense. So instead, I mailed out warnings. I said, hey, you're involved in a scam. You're talking with someone who wants you to cash money and send some to him, and I wouldn't do it. Then they turn on me and they're like, how are you involved in this? Why should I trust you? So yeah, I try to understand where they're coming from, and you know, maybe I could be a little bit more careful and tactful how I do some of these things. It's been kind of interesting, but I can imagine it's suspicious when you got some weirdo like me coming out of nowhere saying, hey, you're being scammed, watch out.
You're not part of a federal organization. You're not a police force or anything. You're doing this to educate, but also there's an entertainment value to Pleasant Green. And I wanted to get to that a little later. So it must seem weird to them, where it's like, why are you doing this? It's like, are you part of police? It's like, no, I'm just
a guy.
I want to entertain people and, you know, educate people a little bit. It sounds suspicious. You think the first thing to do is like, okay, I got to check out, and like watching a couple of videos is that you can get an idea where you're coming from, but not everyone's going to do that.
Yeah, well, most people are normal. And so, you know, most people would sense a scam and they'd block and they'd ignore and they'd walk away. But I'm the type of guy who says, well, let's dive into it. Let's go down this rabbit hole. Let's see what this is all about.
And that's part of the problem, and I'm sure that can be interfering, where you end up being suspicious of everyone in a case like this. Not that long ago, I was in a Walmart parking lot on the phone with my bank's customer service yelling at him. I lost my cool about it because earlier in the day, I had gotten a robot call about charges to my account, wanting me to verify charges against it. And it sounded so suspicious. I just hung up on the call. First off, I don't trust robocalls in general. And then it turns out it was actually a service that my bank had used to verify if there was suspicious, and I don't even know why it would be suspicious. because of being in the quarantine, a lot of companies around here, even if you're just going through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, don't want you to use cash. So I had a lot of like $2, $3 charges against my account, which is different. But because I hung up on the call, they froze my account. And I lost it. I'm like yelling at them because I was literally at the pharmacy trying to pick up a prescription for my daughter. And I just yelled, like, why would you have a robocall and now I can't get my daughter's medicine? And I lost my cool.
Yeah, I think about that to me too. My wife's gotten those calls and she's like, is this a scam? What is this? And maybe our bank should do a better job of telling us that we should expect these types of calls because, yeah, it's a weird call to have someone calling you, a robot asking you about specific charges. But yeah, we live in such a world that we're suspicious of those types of things. So crazy.
One thing that I really enjoy about what you're doing at Pleasant Green is there's a really nice, soft, welcoming vibe to your videos. You're not cussing anyone out. There's like a real homey feel with the set and the way you present yourself. What was the thought process behind this where sort of this welcoming and storytelling feel to it? Is that something conscious or is that just the only way you know how to do things?
Well, I look at all these other people on YouTube and I look at the way they're doing their how they cover these scams that they look into or these scammers that they bait. And I'm trying to think of how I can do mine a little bit differently. And so I try to come at it from like a storytelling perspective where I try to just kind of open it up and say, once upon a time, I got this email and this is how it went. I mean, I like telling stories. And so I kind of like that format, but I don't know, like I'm just trying to, I want to say that that's just how I am. I mean, I guess I could come across as like just this ignorant guy, this, weird dad in his basement who's getting these scams. And I'm just kind of pretending like, oh, okay, well, this guy wants me to do what now? And so I'm trying to kind of come across as this wholesome, nice. I'm sure that it pisses a lot of people off, or some people. I'm sure that they just love to hate me because some of these other scammers are just they're aggressive and they're kind of irreverent, and I'm just like playing this stupid, ignorant, sarcastic guy. And so I'm sure that people kind of love to hate it, but I don't know. I'm just trying to kind of adopt a style and just try to be different from other scammers. And I don't know, it seems to work, I guess.
Well, I've seen plenty where they sort of have a vigilante justice approach to it. I've seen, and perhaps you've seen it too, people who sort of create dialer calls to call back. I'm trying to remember if you actually did a story about this, but an anti-scammer who set up a dialer call to call back these organizations and fill up their numbers. I'm trying to remember, did you know someone who did that or did a story about one of those?
No, I've seen plenty of those people do that, and people love seeing that stuff. They love seeing the guy who gets back at the scammers. I like that too, but I'm just the type of guy who just says, tell me what's going on with your life. Like, why are you doing this? You seem like a smart person. Why are you pretending to be someone you're not? And so I kind of just try to take a different perspective. Some people just want to destroy the scammers, and I'm just like, I want to know what makes you tick. What kind of a person are you? Why do you resort to this? If you weren't doing this, what would you do? I mean, I like people, and I think there's good in people. I just kind of like, like I said, pulling back the curtain and seeing what's going on here. What's really driving this?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Go about destroying the scammers, you're not really fixing the issue because, and you've sort of shown this, a lot of people who get involved with these scams, they're doing it because that's how they're trying to feed their family. So just taking down like one number it's not going to correct the issue, and it's not going to find out where the source of the issue is. They'll just get another number. And you certainly have dealt with that, where the one gentleman who you were trying to get him to deliver diapers to a house, he realized he got busted on the scam, and he just went under a different name, and you were lucky enough to find him again.
Some people, I'm like, let me pay you to do a good job, or let, you know, you talk to me, and I try to work with these people, and sometimes they're like, yeah, okay, like I'd much rather be making an offer. Some people are just like, screw you, I'm not gonna talk to you. You found out what I am. I'm gonna go find the next person to scam. But then there's some people who are just like, I hate doing what I'm doing. I wish I was doing something better, but I can't. This is just who I am. I can't tell you how many emails I get from people just randomly from all over the world saying, hey, I'm in Ghana and your videos have inspired me. Or someone who said, because of you, I've turned my life over to Christ. I don't want to scam people anymore, but can you help me find something better to do? Because I don't like ripping people off. And so there's such a spectrum. There's like some people, I'm just like, I catch them red-handed. I'm like, I know you're scamming me, but I'll give you $100 right now if you tell me what you're doing, or if you do an interview with me. And they'll just say F you, and they'll leave. But then some people are just like, please help me. So there's just such a spectrum of scammers and people out there. And it's just interesting to talk to them.
I've watched so many of your videos. I've gone down the YouTube spiral watching them because they're all very different. And you, gosh, it's amazing how many different types of these things there are. The one that really shocked me, because we've all heard the Nigerian prince scam. And everyone has gotten this is a call from Social Security call. The one that really shocked me was got a call from an alleged adult film star. And if you paid X amount of dollars, you got to be in the next film with the person. And you know that's worked. It's the problem is with so many of these things, you know, these things wouldn't happen if they didn't work at some point.
I get so many emails from people who tell me about the most ridiculous things that they've fallen for. I'm just like, how could you have fallen for this? But some people get desperate and they need money. And so they'll believe anything.
What's the one that when you heard about it was most shocking to you? It's like, I can't believe they're trying this.
I mean, the one that you just brought up, I mean, the porn star one, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I had someone who reached out to me claiming to be Gabby Carter. I don't watch porn, so I don't know who Gabby Carter is, but apparently she's a big name in the porn industry. And she, you know, had the profile picture of the real Gabby Carter. And she said, I'm shooting a thing in Las Vegas and I want you to be a part of it. And so buy a plane ticket or give me the money and I'll buy you a plane ticket. And then I'll pay you the X amount when you get here. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. But I got to talking to this guy and he's fooled a number of people on this type of scam. He's literally convinced people that they were on their way to shoot a porno with an up and coming film, adult film star. And yeah, they dropped $300 for a air quote plane ticket. And another one is someone just emailed me and said their mom needed a medical procedure. And so they were kind of doing anything for money. They were doing a GoFundMe. They weren't getting a lot of traffic on the GoFundMe, but they got reached. But someone reached out to them who said, hey, me and my wife have been very blessed and we are willing to give you the money and we'll pay for this whole thing. We're not going to pay you through GoFundMe. We'll just mail you a check. Or we'll just deposit the money in your account, but we just need you to pay for the bank transfer fee of $200. And so this person fell for it. Here's a person who's trying to raise money for a sick mom, and then he literally believed this person who reached out to him and said, I will pay for the whole thing. I just need you to give me $200 for this transfer fee. And he fell for it, and he lost $200 just like that. That one was surprising to me.
What should people be wary of with a scam? I mean, a lot, of course, most basic thing is like, if it sounds too good to be true, it most assuredly is. But what other things would you warn people of?
Well, you just need to talk to the person. If the person is not willing to talk to you, just don't even move forward. A lot of times they'll say, my phone is broken. I can only do texts on here. Or I'm in a no call zone. I'm in the office and they don't allow me to talk on the phone. If someone's not going to talk to you on the phone, you're done with them. Just stop, because they know that once you talk to them, they're not going to be that pretty girl that you thought they were. They're not going to be the business person. They're going to be someone in Africa. They're going to be someone in India. And so that's probably the big thing you should watch out for, is if they're not willing to actually communicate with you.
It reminds me a little bit of the show and movie Catfish, where so many of these people, there's a beautiful woman that they've been talking with for years in some cases, but they don't have Skype. And it's like Skype's accounts are free. And my kids, they have a school-supplied Chromebook that has a camera on it that theoretically do a Skype call for. So it's not like it's a big-ticket item anymore. And pretty much any cell phone you buy now, unless you're getting an old flip phone because you're scared of technology, it can do a video call.
I'm just surprised that people want to have relationships with people that don't want to show their face or talk to them on the phone. I mean, I have a guy who's writing right now, and he says his wife's been having like a 4-month affair with this military officer, and she's convinced that he's real, and she's sending him money every week, but she's never actually seen his face or talked to him on the phone. And I'm just like, I don't know how you must be so desperate for love that you're willing to bypass the fact that they won't talk to you or show their face.
It's heartbreaking. And yeah, people are lonely in cases like that. And when it comes to the money stuff, people are just desperate. It's amazing what you can force yourself to believe when you're so desperate for things to work out. And right now we're dealing with a thing where so many people are unemployed or underemployed right now because of the situation going on. And I have sort of been told that this has caused an uptick in these sort of scams because people are really, they're in a bad way, and you start allowing yourself to believe things that you wouldn't normally because the situation is dire for people.
Which is so sad because they're already at a low point, and then these scammers just drop them down 10 more points. And so it's really unfortunate to hear these stories.
Where do you feel the majority of the scams sort of originate from? I think I saw you've had a couple that were from Craigslist. I know a guy was trying to buy your couches, and that stemmed from there. And with social media, I'm sure a lot of stuff can stem from that, or even like something as simple as LinkedIn. Where have you seen the majority of these things emanate?
Craigslist, there's Facebook ads, there's Instagram, people setting up fake accounts claiming to be celebrities that they're not. You know, you just go through your spam folder, and you could probably find people saying, I have your password, give me some Bitcoin, or I'll release this video that I have of you.
That was big a year or two ago, wasn't it? Where people were going to release, you know, what sort of websites you were looking at online because they had your, saying that they had your password.
Yeah. Well, the fact is, password breaches happen all the time. You know, you read about it in the news, like LinkedIn just had 100 million passwords stolen. Target had a bunch of passwords stolen. And I can show you websites where they're selling these passwords. You could buy 100 passwords for $5 or whatever. And, so these scammers are out there buying these passwords, and they'll just take their luck, and they'll email you and they'll say, hey, Brad, I've got your password. It's this. And I also have a video of you masturbating in front of your computer. So you're going to be like, oh, you what? So you'll do whatever they say. And some people will be like, well, I've never done that, so okay, piss off. But other people will be like, oh my gosh, what can I do?
You've helped people, you've helped some people come to light, and you've also done something really inspiring, and I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about It Shall Come to Pass.
When I started making these videos, I started getting messages from people all over the world saying, help me, help me, help me. And then I got one email a couple months ago, and it was from a woman who was in Cameroon, Central Africa, and she said, this is not a scam, I need your help. And so whenever I see the words not a scam, I'm like, yeah, okay. And she said that she had been trying for years to raise money because she needed a surgery on her stomach. She told me a story when she was a young child. She had an operation on her stomach. She had some medicine that was too strong for her, and the doctor decided that they needed to operate. The wound did not heal correctly, and she's just lived with this pain in her stomach her whole life. She's 34 now. She's just been visiting doctors in her country who don't have the level of expertise that the doctors do in other developing or other nations. And so they really didn't have an answer for her until, you know, recently they said, okay, you need to visit a plastic surgeon. We can't do this here. You need to see a plastic surgeon, probably in the United States or the UK. And so her and her father just began to email and reach out to every doctor they could find. And finally they had one who said, yes, I can I can work with this. I can help you with this. But you've got to travel over here and you've got to pay X amount of money. And even this doctor that they found was able to do it at a very, very, very low price, basically for free. But he still had to pay for surgical equipment and the surgical centers. That was out of his control. But basically, just with the cost of everything, it was going to cost $40,000. And so she's like, well, we'll never see that money in 10 lifetimes in the country that we live in our circumstances. We sleep on dirt floors. What are we going to do? And so she began just emailing everybody for like 3 years. And then she began like posting pleas for help on like comments. She'd go into like news articles and she'd just say, hey, my name is Chica Audrey. That was her name. And she would just be randomly telling people who she was and how much money she needed. People just started reporting this. They just said, here's a scammer. They started putting her on scammer websites. And so finally she just thought, no one's ever going to believe me and I'm never going to raise that kind of money. And so this is my life. I will never live without pain. And then one day she emailed me. She stumbled across my YouTube videos and she emailed me. And I'm the only one crazy enough to actually open up these emails. And so I opened it up and she told me her story and I looked into it. I called the doctor and I just said, this sounds true. This sounds 100% true, but what the heck am I going to do? I don't have $40,000. You know, I just quietly said, you've got to do something to raise money. Like I can't give you that money. You've got to figure out how to raise that money on your own. She told me what she was good at. I asked her, I said, what are your skills? And she said, well, I don't have much skills. And I said, but what do you enjoy doing? And she said that she liked to draw. And I said, okay, let's start there. And so for months, we started working on drawing and we needed to figure out how to create something. And we weren't going to make something that we could sell with note paper and charcoal, which was what she was drawing on. She needed a tool. And so together we put our money together. We bought an iPad, we bought an Apple Pencil, and she had to learn how to use this technology. She'd never used this before. And so she began to practice and practice, and she began to write a book kind of about her life and what she had been through and what she hoped to do with her life. And it was kind of a 4-month journey where we put together this book about her story with her artwork. I said, okay, you have put in the work. This is inspiring. Let's tell your story and let's sell this book and see if we can raise the money for your surgery. My subscribers on YouTube are awesome. They rallied to the cause. They shared it with their friends. We've been able to raise $40,000, which has just been awesome. And unfortunately, this COVID-19 travel ban and hospital shutdown has prevented us from making that happen. But we fully expect that when things go back to normal here in the summer or fall or whatever it will take, that we're going to get her that surgery here in the United States. So we're kind of at a to be continued place right now, but it's a very inspiring story to me just to watch her. She's waited so long. This isn't like a welfare story. It's not like where she just kind of did a GoFundMe and said, help me, I need the money. This is a story about a woman who wanted to live a better life than what she was living. She wanted to live without pain. And so she took matters into her own hands and she worked her butt off and she learned a skill and she created something of value, something awesome that she could sell and raise money for herself. And so I'm blown away by the story, blown away by her faith and her hard work and what she's been able to do. I just think it's a great story. And I hope that I hope she gets the surgery and I hope that she goes happily ever after, as the saying goes.
It's so inspiring. And you're right. It's a thing where she had a skill. She kept at it. She kept at it. She kept at it. And she found somebody and she found a venue and a way to sort of monetize her story and her abilities. Just the perseverance is astounding. And then being fortunate enough to find somebody who would listen to her story and having the wherewithal is like, okay, this is how we can make this happen. Because you're right. It's not just a thing of you could simply write a check out for her, because that's not everyone is lucky enough to have an extra 40 grand sitting around, but finding a way to is like, okay, you have an inspiring, interesting story. It's really great. But then I just can't imagine the frustration of coming so far and getting so close and having this situation that none of us saw coming. If you had said at New Year's Day 2020, is like, oh, things are going to go really crazy in a few months and it's going to affect everyone worldwide, it'd be hard to believe.
Yeah, the timing just sucks. I mean, if we could have just done this a month or two earlier, we could have just got her here and got the surgery, but it's just, I mean, I think it'll just make it more worth it in the end.
So she's waited this long, right? I mean, this woman has amazing perseverance and patience. So I'm sure it's irritating being this close.
She's not frustrated or anything. I mean, She's never even asked me for a dime. We've raised all this money. It's sitting in a bank account. Hopefully we'll get a little extra interest while we wait. But it's not like she's like, okay, hey, send me the money now. She's never asked me for a dime. She's just patiently waiting. She knows it'll end. And she's just ready for her time.
If you were to tell somebody to go to the Pleasant Green YouTube page, what story would you tell them to view first?
My whole channel is kind of like a journey for me. My very first video on that channel is about me trying to sell my camera 5 years ago. I wanted to sell my camera. I wanted to get a better camera. And some guy from Nigeria tried to rip me off. And so I was so pissed. And I said, okay, I will mail you my camera. I ended up mailing him a box of horse crap. There's a website where you can go place an order and you can send anybody in the world nastiness. And so that's what I did. And I was playing a joke on someone. I thought, okay, this is funny. And so I kept doing that. I kept scamming the scammers. I kept doing what, you know, a lot of other scam breeders are doing. I wasted their time. I made fun of them. But then I had an experience where I met an individual who wasn't a scammer. He was just someone who really needed my help. And I had the opportunity to actually travel to Africa 2 years ago and meet the people over there. And I saw the living conditions. And I thought, well, if I was over here, would I be doing anything differently? I kind of had this experience where I'm just like, these are people. From that point on, I've been trying to like look at these scams and just trying to I want to help people live better lives. But also, I think it's important that I kind of look into these scams and talk about how they work, because like I said in the beginning, I've had a number of people who have reached out and just said, you're creating awareness. You're helping a lot of people not fall for these scams, because now all of a sudden I Google this particular type of scam and your video pops up. And now I know. Some people have Googled it too late. I've had grown men in their 30s or 40s who are professional people call me, and they're in tears because they've just lost tens of thousands of dollars in a scam. And they call me and they're like, you make videos about this. What can I do? Can I get the money back? I'm just a guy on YouTube, man. I have a camera and a laptop, and I try to just tell stories the way I see it. I don't know how to get your money back. Your money's in Nigeria. I'm not the Interpolis. I don't know what to tell you. All I can do is try to prevent these things from happening and help people to kind of stay on their toes and be aware of things. And so my whole channel is a journey of just me learning about these people and getting involved in these scams. I think probably one of the most interesting videos that I made is a video where, like I said, I actually kind of worked my way into a scam, and I convinced the scammer to let me work for him. It was a day in the life of a scammer for me. I learned how they worked. I was doing chores for this guy. He was asking me to send fake checks to people all around the country. To me, that's one of the most interesting videos that I've done, because it just shows you how things work. And there are hundreds of people in the United States and UK possibly who think that they're working as like payroll agents. They think that they're working for some legitimate company, printing checks and mailing them to employees. And that's what I did for about a week. I was a payroll employee for a Nigerian scammer. And so I want people to kind of, that's probably one that I'd recommend. But then I'd recommend you go watch my story of Chica Ordery, where I actually took time to listen to a person. And I wanted to hear her story and what was going on in her life. To me, that taught me that she wasn't a scammer. She was just somebody who was so desperate for help that she would email strangers on the internet. I think my channel is just, it's about people. It's about listening to people. It's about giving people second chances, learning their situations, their backgrounds. And that's what I try to do with my channel.
Well, that's one of the heartbreaking things about, because of the scammers, because you have to be suspicious of the emails that you get like this, that can stop us from picking out the real stories and the people that really do need help, which is really heartbreaking.
And that's why Chica Ordery had to wait so long to get some help, is because she was asking for help the same way a lot of scammers. I mean, there are so many fake GoFundMes out there where they will steal a picture from a family that's really suffering, and they'll say, my daughter has cancer, can you donate? And this will get shared, and all that money is going to a fake person. And that's what happened to Chica Ordery. She was asking for help, but everybody just kind of wrote her off as a scammer, because this was just another one of those scams. Another person who's claiming to be in physical need, but she's in Africa, so she must be a scammer. And so what I've learned is that there are good people all over the world who are struggling, and it's these scammers who are ruining it for them. You look at Nigeria. There are so many brilliant people in Nigeria who can code, who can design, and they cannot get jobs on Fiverr or Upwork because as soon as the person stumbles onto their profile and they go to hit the contact button and they see that they're in Nigeria, they say, never mind, I'm not going to do business with someone in Nigeria because that's the country of scammers. And so that's almost just as sad, is that these people who just want to get ahead and make a living and support their families can't because the scammers are ruining it for them.
I really enjoyed Pleasant Green. I really enjoyed all the stories, you know, the ones that are these people getting their comeuppance, and that's always fun. But also the stories where you're trying to help these people find a better way, and cases like in situations like that where you find somebody who it's not a scammer, it's someone who needs help, and being able to provide them help, it's entertaining and it's also inspiring, and I've really enjoyed it. So I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, like I said, it's this whole YouTube experience for me was kind of an accident. I didn't mean to start a YouTube channel. I just started having these experiences, and I started meeting these people, and I'm like, I gotta do something with these stories. I gotta put them somewhere. I could share them, or just, you know, go back and remember them. I don't really care if I tell people all the time, I don't really care if anybody watches my videos or not. To me, I just like to put these stories somewhere. Like, I just need a bank or somewhere where I can store these stories, because they need to be told. And so it's kind of just like a creative output for me to tell these stories. You know, some people like to paint. I like to make YouTube videos. I'm just happy that some other people find value in them.
Well, for me, when it comes to be a podcast or YouTube channels or anything like this sort of entertainment, the ones that really speak to me are the ones where you can see people's passions or the things that they find interesting and them wanting to share it. And that really comes across clearly in the work that you do.
I love doing it. We'll see how much longer I can keep doing it for.
Plug your pluggables. Tell people where they can go to find out more about your work.
If you're interested, you can watch some of these videos, some of these adventures on my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/pleasantgreen. It's just how it sounds. People keep asking me, where does that come from? Why Pleasant Green? That was the name of my great-great-great-grandpa. And I just thought it was a cool name. I chose it for my YouTube channel back before I knew my YouTube channel was ever going to be anything. So hopefully my great-great-grandpa is looking down on me and proud of what I'm doing. You can follow me there on YouTube. I also try to do the Instagram and the Twitter thing, /pleasantgreen. So come join me there.
We recommend everyone do so. Ben, this is fantastic. We would love to have you back sometime.
Sure, that'd be fun.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That wraps episode 201. Big thanks to Ben Taylor. He was a joy to talk to, and he is making the world a better place. It's a little embarrassing because I'm just a schmuck talking about Spider-Man movies. Also, big thanks to Bob Kester. I like him so much and will have him back soon. Next time on the Cosmic Geppetto Podcast, podcasting prodigy Luke Allen returns to talk about the US and UK movie rating systems. It's more interesting than it sounds, trust me. Until then, in the immortal words of Jarve Harden,
see you in the funny pages.
I'm a little bit long on sorrow and a little bit short on cash. It ought to be an indication. It ought to be a real bad sign. Real bad sign. That you got my heart playing tricks on my mind. First I start looking at your picture, that's how it all began. Think things are gonna be different when I get you back again. got my heart playing tricks on my mind. Hey, you got my heart playing tricks on my
got my heart.